visiting with Lynn Henderson, AgriMarketing Magazine. And Lynn, I want to congratulate you for being inducted into the Ag Relations Council Hall of Fame today. So tell me, first of all, just your thoughts receiving this.
Well, thank you, Chuck. And I was surprised. It was a surprise ceremony. I am very humbled by it, but at the same time, very honored to receive this award from this well-regarded and high-profile group. It just makes me feel really great. It's, I guess, part of being part of the ag industry and being around and being able to report on the good works that are out there. So it's really quite a day for me, and I really appreciate all the support that I've got over the years.
So I think everybody here was very pleased to see you receiving this recognition. And, you know, the Ag Relations Council, which you've been involved with longer than I have, and I've been kind of off and on over a lot of years too, but it's good to see that it seems to be still flourishing and maybe even growing a little, I guess. It is a very important part of ag communications.
Well, it certainly is, and what a great time it is to be in the agricultural communications business. And that was part of the message I gave in my remarks today, was that great time to be a young person coming into this profession. First off, it has a good, strong heritage, and it has a great future. The technology, the economics of the ag industry are really strong right now. There's a couple sectors that are having some difficulty, but overall, it's a great time to be in the industry. This is the fourth upcycle that I've seen in the industry over my career, and it looks like this one has a good sustainable going forward. A lot of the other cycles in the past have been some type of a weather calamity has hit, or a trade policy has hit, and as a result there's been a explosion in the demand for supply that may not have been there. But this year, and what we're going through right now, there have been none of those calamities. In fact, we're sitting with record crops, record acreage, record crops, and yet the price of the main commodities in agriculture have darn near doubled in the past 12 months. Yeah. So it's a great time to be in the business, and it's got a good, really good, solid future to it.
I think, somebody said, your name is sort of synonymous to them with AgriMarketing, the magazine. Tell us a little bit about where things are with AgriMarketing magazine.
Well, the business has changed. Our revenue for the AgriMarketing media, which includes both the magazine as well as the e-newsletters, the website, and the other activities that we do, has shifted from print over to the electronic side. As probably, well, it should, although I believe the magazine will be with us for a good long while. And the electronics do give us the opportunity to reach out to a much larger audience than we're able to do with the magazine. For example, the magazine has about 6,000 subscribers. The main audience are managers of the major agribusinesses. That's companies that are developing and marketing products to farmers and livestock producers, plus their agencies, plus the ag media and others that are in the communications and marketing side of the business. And yet the website averages about 30,000 unique visitors a month. The e-newsletters have 10,000 subscribers. And the economics work out that we can provide information services to a lot more people very economically compared to what we can do with strictly the magazine. So as the media opportunities grow, we've tried to stay right on top of it, and it's been successful, and we're very, very pleased to be able to provide this information to the industry.
Well, I want to congratulate you once again for receiving this great recognition here at the ARC annual meeting taking place in person, thank goodness, in Richmond, Virginia. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.